Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
Reveille, reveille, reveille! Welcome back to another edition of Zero Blog 30. Today we have three rounds of the magazine. Round number one, we're going to give out some T's and P's to the public relations crew at the Air National Guard this week, as we got not one, but two gentlemen keeping them real busy. One dropping some top secret docs in a Discord chat, no big deal. And the other one trying to hire himself off the website as a hitman. He wants to
be this hitman story. Yeah. The Air National Guard is just popping off this month, folks.
23-year-old Kate walks in, and there's a 22-year-old dude who says that he could be an assassin in the Air National Guard and shows you the website and the email that he signed up to. He getting it or no?
No, oddly enough, no. That's a no for me.
I think that's hindsight bias, Kate. I think 23-year-old Kate might give it a go. That's probably not for me to say.
Well, you gotta see the mirror selfies both of these gentlemen took.
Oh, yeah, mirror
selfies. I think 23-year-old Kate would definitely fall for Bill Paxton in True Lies when he said he was a spy.
Yes, absolutely. But that's Bill
Paxton,
okay. Yeah,
spy would be hard not to fall for, right? Like, that little bit of bravery. Round number two. There's some drama in the Special Forces as old Eddie Gallagher and Dan Crenshaw are beefing with each other. And David Goggins was in on that, too. Like, the whole squad was in.
Oh, I didn't know Goggins got in the mix. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who David Goggins is, but Goggins is
a... He's that dude that goes on Rogan all the time. He's the guy who is I think he was a Ranger, a Navy SEAL, does, like, 100-mile races and shit like that all the time. Motivational guy.
Lifetime hardo. All right.
Lifetime hardo, yeah. So Dan Crenshaw was going after him about his record in combat. Like, there was some Special Forces tea, big time. And finally, round number three, we're going to do another edition of Good Initiative, Bad Judgment. Let's get going and hop right into round number one.
Quality sleep optimizes recovery, helping professional and everyday athletes perform their best. Only the Sleep Number Smart Bed is proven to improve the quality of sleep and provides valuable insights that can be used to support overall wellness. Talent on a college team allows the best players to outperform their opponents, but in the NFL, everyone is talented. Players entering the draft need every competitive edge they can get, starting with quality sleep. Training will only get more intense as players transition to the pros, so to optimize recovery, they can rely on Sleep Number for consistent, high-quality sleep. Experience game-changing sleep with a Sleep Number smart bed only at a Sleep Number store.
We got Kate.
Round number one. Air National Guard, as I said, just absolutely popping off. And you really don't think about the Air National Guard very often, I feel like.
Yeah.
They may be
if you're in the Air National Guard and found that offensive, hit up Kate at barstoolsports.com.
Hit me up. I'm sorry. I feel like I don't think
add that to the
often.
List.
Yeah, add it to
volunteer
the list.
Volunteer firefighters. Yeah. Air National Guard.
Air National Guard.
Kate basically hates anybody in uniform who volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyone who's just trying to give back to this country. Kate, nope. No thanks. Yeah.
Probably not good for the show.
No,
anyway, last Thursday, the FBI raided the home of 21-year-old airman Jack Teixeira, or his mom's house.
No relation to former Yankees great Mark Teixeira.
No.
No, I accidentally Googled the wrong name, and I was like, wait a minute, this guy's very talented.
This guy's impressive.
Yeah, he was taken into custody for some real bad OPSEC choices. So
That's saying it as lightly as possible. That is
such a sanitized version.
Yes. An OPSEC place is leaving your cell phone on with your location whenever you're going to the mall. Like, this is a little bit different.
I'll just tell you this. What he did would make Tina from the cybersecurity training we all had to do lose her fucking mind.
Yeah.
She would claw over that cubicle.
Oh, yeah. She'd shit her pants. Really, yeah.
She would. Anyways, so he was a low-level computer tech at Otis Air National Guard Base in Sandwich, Massachusetts, where he worked nights helping to maintain secure networks. So he's like an IT guy. There, he had broad access to a secure facility where he could access a global network of classified material from the military and 17 other American intelligence agencies. And you picture a 21-year-old working at night, probably off very often all alone in a room, bored as hell, and being like, wonder what's popping off in the world. I have the access to this. Let me check it out.
And that, anyway, when we always talk about, like, how the fuck would you know, like, when we talk about global war and inter-theater conflicts, we're all like, how would you know, man? You're an E6. You're a fucking 03, 04. How would you have any idea? And then we find out a story that a reservist, E3, has access to essentially all the world's secrets at one time, and he's a reservist?
That's right. That's... A 21-year-old E3 reservist had access to the U.S. world secrets. So in his free time, though, this Teixeira guy was a big gamer, like big video gamer. And during the pandemic, he created a private invite-only Discord group chat with about 25 guys in it of similar interests. And it was
all having lots of sex, like those guys. Tons
of sex, yeah. It was called Thug Shaker Central. And if you look it up, Thug Shaker is a meme about a black man. It's a little racist, okay?
Yeah.
And besides gaming, just guys being dudes in this Discord chat, connecting during the pandemic, talking about gaming. But they'd also talk about Orthodox Catholicism,
as
guns.
One does.
Yeah, just fellas hanging out talking about Orthodox Catholicism.
Yeah.
Guns, conspiracy theories, anti-Semitism, and they would share apparently like horrifically racist memes.
I need to know how Orthodox Catholicism got into that rotation.
He was very Catholic. Fit. He was like very super duper, and there's certain branches of every religion that take it a little too far, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To give you a little more idea of what this guy is like, there's a video of Teixeira where he's at a shooting range and he's yelling racial and anti-Semitic slurs into the camera before he fires several rounds into a target. And so this is the kind of guy who has access to the U.S. world secrets at age 21.
And a guy who has access to the U.S. military. Like, just not selling secrets. That should probably be a disqualifier, in my opinion.
Anyways, according to some of the gamers who belonged to this Discord group, he also liked to lecture the group because he called himself OG. He was anonymous on there and used an avatar that wasn't him, but he liked to lord over these guys. And he would go on these big discussions about Ukraine and conflicts around the globes. They said sometimes you can see when someone's typing, he would be typing for half an hour at a time to share what he was learning from this classified intelligence work. And one group member told the New York Times that the briefings were largely ignored by the group. Like, they were like, dude, we're just trying to game or be racist right now. We don't care about this 30-minute diatribe.
They're all hitting them up with that meme, like, sorry that happened or congratulations.
Yeah. Right. I ain't reading all that.
So he was getting annoyed by this. He's like, you guys need to care about this stuff, blah, blah, blah. Like, I have access to all this info. None of you care. And so in frustration, instead of just doing these 30-minute, like, him interpreting the secret stuff he was seeing, he started dropping photos of the actual classified materials. And it wasn't like he was like uploading them or whatever. He was getting printouts of these classified documents and then photographing them at home and then uploading those photographs to the Discord group, which we'll talk about how that got him caught later on. But those materials were later shared. So, and he said it was just for the group, just for their private group, not meant to go anywhere else. Like, it was, people are treating him like he's some hero who spread this, is like, whatever. He never wanted this info out.
And by people, you mean Congress people.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right.
Anyway, okay. Those materials, though, of course, once you know you share something in a group, it's going to spread. And a couple people, Bellingcat, these investigative reporters at Bellingcat, did an incredible job of tracking the exact path of once loose lips sink ships. Once one document got out to this site, and then it made it to this one, and this one, and this one, and this one, and this one. And
like
next
how
thing
COVID
you know,
spread.
And next thing you know, these documents are on Twitter, and the Department of Defense is like, Anyway, this recruit found some materials on the... Anyway, This finally makes it to the attention of federal authorities, who arrest him at gunpoint at his mama's house. Again, his friend said he did not intend for the documents to spread beyond their chat. And as for figuring out exactly who the guy was leaking these things, investigators at the New York Times were able to use, so his Discord had links to other social media accounts, and so they followed this trail, and on his, I think it was his sister's Instagram, she had a photo of the family in the kitchen, and they're like, that countertop looks just like the countertop that those docs were being photographed on.
Can't get away with shit, Con.
Listen, I was just going to say, this is the type of stuff that Alex does. The information she's able to deduce from social media and the internet is impressive. She can easily go work for the CIA today with her capabilities. And it's unbelievable. You cannot get away with crimes these days, because I promise you, you will not cover up every single track.
The entirety of the cyber, like, intel group should be all women.
Yes. It,
I mean, across the board, 100% women that are looking into, like, cyber crimes, because they will find it, man. Like,
when
no
my
doubt
cousins
about it.
Were like, we think your ex, before I was divorced, took this woman to Aruba, or took this woman to a tropical vacation, we had one little snippet of photo for evidence. We found the exact doc those motherfuckers were on in Aruba. Like,
dude, it's fucking it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And you know what? Who found Osama bin Laden? A woman.
That's right. Put us on the case. Anyway, so I'm sure it was lady investigators who found this.
Without question, it was.
Anyway, as for what those documents contain, oh, also his Discord chat, he signed up for it using his own real name and credit card information. So you were going to get caught, buddy. You're going to get caught.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Why this is a big deal: the leaked documents included the whereabouts and movements of high-ranking political leaders and tactical updates on military forces, along with geopolitical analysis and insights into foreign governments' efforts to interfere with elections. And this is, too, what was unique about this. Like, a lot of, like, Snowden and some of these other docs, when they were released, all the info was kind of older at that point.
Dated.
Like, very little really of it was accurate.
Yeah.
Some of these documents, they said, were as recent as like 40-something days.
Right.
And so this is information that could, people say, well, all these older leaked documents that could get people killed, well, they weren't timely enough. Like, sure, it could put people in danger, but they weren't so timely. This is the kind of stuff where, like, Russia could figure out where their mole is, kind of thing. And, like, this is the kind of info that was timely enough that could put people in actual danger, kind of thing.
And not just their people. Our people, too, who are
our people
on the
too.
Ground.
Yeah. Right. And they revealed how the U.S. gathers foreign intelligence, not just on Russia's military and spy agencies, but also partners like Ukraine and Israel, in addition to key allies such as Asia and South Korea. So our own friends are like, what the fuck, you guys? What are you doing watching us like this? And, you know, all our every moves, even though they do it to us, too, but whatever.
And this next point makes me sad, because I never like to agree with old ladybugs. What do we got here, Kate?
That's what I was going to say.
Well, also, too, I want to say really quick, some of the documents were so specific, they shared the exact date that Ukraine was to run out of air defense missiles and stuff like that. So if Russia knew this info, it could really help them with their spring offensive. Like, there was some big deal info. Anyway, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham questioned why low-ranking Teixeira had access to the information and demanded people lose their jobs over the security failure.
Completely agree with Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
1,000%.
He said, I am stunned.
Please don't clip that, Nick.
Yeah, I am stunned that somebody at that level could have so much access. And you're right, like, where are the safe... Like, if you think it's just him staying up late looking into all this shit that they shouldn't and showing off to their buddies or their girlfriends...
If he has access, hundreds of others do, right?
Because here's the thing, too, I think he... Maybe this kid is really smart, and that's how they were able to determine
that... he used his real name.
Well, no, let me finish. Like, to maybe have a job in intel, maybe, like, you're really smart, but at the same time... You're still working with a 21-year-old brain, and you're still working with the ability to make choices with that 21-year-old brain. He didn't think three steps ahead, or even one step ahead, that what he was leaking could potentially get outside that chat. He never came to that conclusion.
Put him in prison for the rest of his life.
Yes. Yes.
But also, too, like, look at the background checks we had to go through to get our top secret clearances, like our secret clearances, whatever it was that we had. And I feel like for somebody who's that racist and shitty and is posting videos about it and blah, 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 like, his command probably should have figured, like, do your research. If this person has that much access, do your research on who has that much access and figure out these reporters for these big newspapers didn't have to look that hard to find that shit. Like, mm-hmm. that he's a not no. great guy.
Right.
So anyway, then on the other end, you have Marjorie Taylor Greene and that whole group. We posted about this on the Zero Block 30 Instagram, and immediately people were like, fuck you, he's a hero. This guy's a hero. And I'm like, what? Okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene. So she writes on Twitter, Jack Teixeira is white, male, Christian, and anti-war. That makes him an enemy to the Biden regime. And he told the truth about troops being on the ground in Ukraine and a lot more. Ask yourself, who's the real enemy? A young, low-level National Guardsman?
Yes.
And by the way, that was a big sticking point, too. One of the documents revealed that we have 14 Special Forces troops on the ground, like in Kiev, doing logistical work for whatever. And part of me is like, sure, Jan. Like, I'm sure it's way more than that. Sure, it's way more than that. I'm sure they're doing way more than the legit. Like, you're right. I'm sure we're being lied to, man. I'm absolutely.
Yeah, more than 14 people in every country on the planet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I do think, like, but do I think this kid is noble in any way and what he did was good?
No. I think the leap that you have to take to tie this in any way to being an enemy to the Biden regime, like the leap that she made, get a parachute because you're going to fall out of that plane that you have to fly in to make that big of a leap.
Also touch grass. Just for a minute, touch some grass.
A ton of other Republicans are coming forward as well on both sides of the fence saying, like, this is a bad thing that happened. Like, this isn't good.
Right.
Another interesting note, as we said, the investigation that led to Teixeira's arrest came after these documents were starting to get shared across social media. And one of the sites associated with these leaks was helped run by a gal by the name of Donbas Dvushka. Okay.
What kind of name is that? Sorry, I'm just
Donbas Dvushka. She had like a sexy, like hidden lady avatar. She's like a Russian operative, mm-hmm. like mysterious. Oh. Well, it turns out that the Donbas Dvushka hottie lady.
What is Dvushka? I bet it means something, the city or the province or whatever the fuck it's called of Donbas.
Like destroyer, like Donbas destroyer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was running this pro-Russian social media account that was sharing some of those leaked documents. And guess who she turned out to be? Sarah Bills, a former U.S. Navy officer from New Jersey.
Honestly, okay. Glow up of a name, though. To go from Sarah Bills to the Donbas Dvushka or whatever, that's pretty sick.
Which is probably part of the allure to her for why she did it. She was somebody. It was sexy. It was a cool thing. When really, big old nerd. A former U.S. enlisted aviation electronics technician, she had been posting online as a Russian blogger, a sexy Russian blogger, when not the case.
That's what I should transition to. I should become a sexy
Russian blogger.
A flirty little Russian blogger.
Yeah, she ran several social media accounts, which is where she reportedly shared files that included at least 4 classified U.S. intel documents about the war in Ukraine. What a tangled war.
Let me tell you something, though. I'm not condoning. Let me say this. I'm not condoning leaking documents, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But.
Yeah.
How great is the feeling when you have a secret that no one else knows and you get to share that with someone?
Yep. Yep.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yep. That's a high like no other.
Oh, yep. Big time. When the digital Dunkirk stuff was happening and people were giving me intel, I felt like the bell of the ball. Like it was a terrible situation, but have an inside scoop. Adam Scheffler must feel like an absolute monster of a human.
Yes.
Being.
But
yes.
It's also a good reminder that, like, nothing stays secret, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that, it's so hard to keep a fucking secret, which this is proof of it.
I couldn't
anyway,
do it.
Anyway.
I'd be telling everybody, too.
Anyway, let's move on from the Air National Guard. Wait a minute.
No.
We've got another. And both of these, Jack Teixeira, Airman Jack Teixeira, one of the main photos circulating of him on social media, is the classic in-uniform mirror selfie with his one little ribbon. And this next Air National Guardman, the only social media photo they have for him for the newspaper reports, same thing. Mirror selfie, one little ribbon, just looking like an absolute dork.
His uniform ill-fitting, like his tie doesn't go all the way up to his neck.
I hate that. That's one of my pet peeves.
His undershirt is like coming out of his sleeves big time.
Yeah.
He looks like an absolute soup sandwich.
Yeah, so this soup sandwich is Air National Guardman Josiah Ernesto Garcia, age 21, of Tennessee. He was arrested and charged Thursday with applying to be a hitman, but what he didn't realize was that it was a parody website.
This is it's just so perfect, man.
He came across the website www.rentahitman.com.
I don't think you rent one. I think that's you buy it. Like you don't rent a hitman. Like you, that's a purchase.
And if it's that easy to find, that's probably not the most secretive and best. Anyway, he was searching for.
He should have went to beahitmanandgetawaywithit.com.
He should have. He went the wrong way. Mm-hmm. He was searching for contract mercenary jobs to support his family. But
hey,
he
that's
drive,
noble
drive
to support
an
your family. Yeah.
Drive an Uber, dude.
Do Uber Eats, man. Get a job waiting tables.
Start selling shit on Etsy. Learn to knit.
Yeah.
Anyway, the website was created in 2005 to advertise a cybersecurity startup, and that's why it was called rentahitman.com. Like, this person was saying, like, I'll try and, like, see how secure your own website is. Like, I'm like a hitman for websites.
Which is a good idea.
He's like, I'll show you your insecurities, like the weaknesses you have on your own thing. Like, I'll try and be a hitman for it. But when that failed, he started to get inquiries for hitman services. So this guy was like, man, I'm getting inquiries, people looking for an actual hitman, not cybersecurity services. So the administrator converted it to a parody site, and he included false testimonials from people who claimed to have used his services. Like, they killed my husband, Gary. They were so professional. They were great. Thank you. Rentahitman.com.
Four and a half stars. Would recommend.
Garcia sees this, and he sees these murder reviews, these four-star murder reviews. He's like, this is for me. I want to be this. So he applies on the website to work as a hitman in February. He submitted his ID documents, a resume, and indicated that he was an expert marksman, earning him the nickname Reaper, and was employed with the Air National Guard since 2021. Yeah. Mm. Garcia continued to follow up on the website for about a month, submitting even more identification, including his home address, a headshot, and eventually agreed to kill
someone.
Different
type of headshot than he usually gives out, folks.
Right, exactly. And eventually agreed to kill someone for $5,000. So at this point, the guy who runs the website is like, people usually figure it out pretty quick, but excuse me, FBI, this guy won't let up and he really wants to be a hitman. Maybe you should look into him because I'm troubled by this guy.
So the other day I was on the VA website and, you know, I'm applying for a house. So you got to supply the DD-214 to use your VA stuff. And there's a new site where you could download a new portion where you could download your entire service record book.
Yeah.
Like the initial entry documentations, all that stuff. I need access to this guy's full record book because there has to be an ASVAB waiver. Has to be. There just has to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the FBI takes over the conversation between this Rent-A-Hitman website and Garcia, and they convince him to kill. Well, they don't convince him. He agrees to kill someone for $5,000 in a conversation with an undercover agent. On Wednesday, Garcia met the undercover agents at a park in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and was provided with a target packet of a fictional individual, which included... And I bet Garcia never felt cooler in his whole life, meeting in the park, getting the packet.
Watch a movie for me, one time, Garcia, just once.
I know. It included photographs and other info about the individual to be killed, a down payment of $2,500, and after agreeing to the terms of the murder arrangement, Garcia asked the agent if he needed to provide a photo of the dead body. Garcia was then arrested by the agent, who, in a subsequent search of his home, found an AR-style rifle. Reaper faces up to 10 years in the clink, folks. That's,
I'm just picturing this kid in a dark bar, you know, puffing on a cig.
Yeah.
Girl walks up to him and like, oh, they call me the Reaper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're getting it. If your nickname's the Reaper, you're getting it.
So shout out to the PR folks over at Air National Guard. They're just going through the ringer.
Oh, man.
This month. Man. Yeah.
Reaper.
Do you think, going back to the initial story of the leak, who do you think should be relieved for that? Somebody, right? Or is it just another thing of a young enlisted person doing young enlisted person thing? There's got to be somebody who's in charge of the information in that facility, right?
He's not ultimately the person who's in charge of it. There's somebody above him.
Right.
So I think E3, what they need to do and what they're probably going to do is a review and an overhaul across the board, what they should do of
or say they will.
Security clearances, right. and a complete overhaul of the safeguards to, like, just because we all have the same level of access, does that mean we should all have access to everything, or just maybe what pertains to our particular little workspace? Like, you know,
they're supposed to do that after Snowden. Like, after that happened, they're supposed to do a complete. I don't know if you could ever control that much information, because what are they going to do? I mean, you had that much information. I do think it sucks to say that Lindsey Graham is absolutely right, but he's 100% right. How can an E3, no matter what, active duty, you got reduced down from fucking E7 to E3, an E3 should never have access. I don't think anybody, E6 shouldn't have it, and E04 shouldn't have. Like, you have to be, in order to get that, like a command sergeant major or like a flag officer. Like, you can't be some low-level
I think you're
person.
Underestimating, though, the higher level you are, though, too, the higher level your lifestyle is and the greeter you might be able to get. And we've seen cases, too, of, like, the GS-18 and his wife selling secrets to the Russians
to
China, money.
Yeah, for that fighter pilot.
They went to China and trained them,
yeah.
I think people around, like, anytime, like, we had a creep in our unit, and, like, everybody kind of knew, keep an eye out, this guy's a creep.
What's
like,
his name?
I called him the catfish because he had a real wiggly little mustache.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, I know that guy.
But, like, everybody kind of sniffs out. Like, I'm sure some, because they interviewed people from his life, and they were like, yeah, no, we're not surprised by this. Like, to share it, like, people from his life were like, yeah, I'm not really that shocked to hear this. Like,
listen,
people know.
You're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but sometimes you got to judge a book by its cover, and you just look at these kids, and you're like, you know what? Don't give them access
to also,
all these top-level secrets.
Also, you know what the toughest part of that is, though? All IT people are weird, man.
Yeah.
They're all fucking weird.
They
no
are.
Offense.
What is that? Love. Did it say, Kate, what the hitman's MOS was? Did he say that?
No, I'm not sure.
It's not going to be anything that's an expert rifle, I guarantee you that.
No, so, nothing that warrants the name Reaper, that's for sure.
Nothing. I might give myself that nickname, Uncle Chaps the Reaper. I love that shit.
Reaper.
All right, let's move on to some good initiative, bad judgment with both of those people. Do not qualify for.
Wait.
That would be bad initiative, bad judgment.
Just really quick, a quick round two.
Today's show is also brought to you by our friend at Factor. This spring, you need nutritious, convenient meals to energize you for warmer, active days and keep you on track for reaching your goals. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and can help you fuel up fast at ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll have time to save, eat well, and tackle everything on your to-do list. Too busy to cook this spring? With Factor, skip to the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready to go in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy. Then get back outside and soak up some more of that warm weather. Looking for calorie conscious options this spring? Try the delicious dietitian approved calorie smart meal with around or less than 550 calories per serving. They offer delicious flavor packed options on the menu every week to fit your variety of lifestyles. From keto to calorie smart to vegan and veggie and protein plus, they're prepared by chefs and approved by dietitian. Each meal has all the ingredients that you need to feel satisfied all day while meeting your goals. With 34 chef-prepared, dietitian-approved weekly options, there's always something new to try. Plus, you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like egg bites, smoothie, and so much more. Want to cut back on your takeout? Get Factor instead. Not only is Factor cheaper than takeout, but meals are ready and faster than restaurant delivery. They get there in just 2 minutes. Head to factormeals.com/blog50 and use the code blog50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code blog50 at factormeals.com/blog50 to get 50% off your first box.
So, there's been so much going on. Like, there's always special forces drama. Like, they're murdering each other and getting into all kinds of trouble, man. There's, like, some crazy shit. Now, given, goes without saying, most very noble, incredible people, glad we have them. Thank God. But also, there seems to be some major lack of, like, leadership oversight going on, because it's creating problems for them, this image they're developing for themselves is like a fucking mess, dude.
But it's that old adage, the old military adage, there's always that 10%. Because 90%, 95% of the people in the special forces community, the naval special warfare groups, they don't do this kind of shit.
Right. But the 10% they are the quiet professionals.
Right.
Right. Anyway, so Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher released a nearly 12-minute video shitting on Representative Dan Crenshaw. And Dan Crenshaw was what?
Lieutenant Colonel.
It was a SEAL as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so you got one SEAL. And remember, Eddie Gallagher is the war crimes guy. I just read that story again about the – I know he got acquitted and Trump pardoned him or whatever. But, like, those guys that all came forward and their testimony and they have – they took all their private text messages and emails where they're saying – remember, nobody lie, nobody embellish, just tell the truth, and that's all we can do. And they told the truth. Like, Eddie Gallagher's a piece of shit. I'll go to my grave feeling comfortable and fine saying that. Bad human being.
No matter anyway, how many times they come at your Instagram.
They still do from time to time. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Also, anyway, he releases a 12-minute video shitting on other SEAL, Dan Crenshaw.
I'll really be honest, quickly, I got through about 90 seconds.
Dude, like, so did I. I couldn't watch it.
I tried fast-forwarding
the same
thing with Goggins and Crenshaw. I tried to do the same thing. I was like, there's just nothing I care about less than two SEALs arguing about who did more in combat. Like,
yes.
Who gives a fuck?
Is that what it was about?
I
fast-forwarded through little bits and pieces of it, and it was like him jerking himself off and also being like, after what me and my family went through, after I killed those people in Afghanistan. Like, I'm just like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. You're the worst. He's just the griftiest.
Like, Crenshaw's talking about how Goggins and Eddie Gallagher are just, like, doing it for attention and they want to be, like, podcasters and be social influencers. And then you have the other side that they're like, we're not doing that. We're telling how it really is, what's really going on. And Crenshaw is using all this Navy SEAL stuff to his political advantage to go forward in his career. You're making the same arguments, folks. Like, you're both doing it.
That's to come into, like, too much defense of Crenshaw, but I don't feel like – or maybe he does. I just don't pay that close attention to the guy. Does he really bring up his service all that often?
I don't pay that much attention to him.
Yeah, I think it.
I will tell you this much, though. I picked two politicians to start tracking their stocks, and I do what they do, and I'm making money. Pelosi and Crenshaw, buddies. Let me tell you something. They've made me $56.
There's entire accounts
two.
Mama's going to have an Uber Eats meal paid for.
Mm. Yeah, Crenshaw and Pelosi. Those two may have more in common than you think.
What were we saying?
Anyways.
What did you say?
No, I think, go ahead, Kate. I don't remember.
I guess the heart of the beef, is that apparently Dan Crenshaw was like, hey, Eddie Gallagher, I'm going to help you out of this mess. And was telling Eddie Gallagher he was going to help him, but then turned around to his fellow Congress members and quietly was like, no, don't help this guy. He's not a good guy. And so then Eddie Gallagher found out through the grapevine, and those two are just beefing it up. Someone on Twitter, I was like, someone explain this drama to me like I'm five. And this guy, B-Ray, said, Eddie got in trouble during recess, and the teacher was going to put him in detention for the rest of the school year. His friend Dan said that he could help Eddie get out of detention, but went to the teacher and told her to keep Eddie in detention forever.
That's
summed it up.
That's a good
I said, thank you. I don't know. Anyway, if you just want to watch a shit show unfold, go watch the videos. They're just, to me, it's embarrassing. You're just all embarrassing yourselves.
Yeah, and I think
my vibe.
This reeks, there's like a twinge of jealousy here, too, because like, seemingly, like, you know, I think there's a lot of people in the special forces and the military in general who, you know, obviously go from the military and have a life after the military. And seemingly going from the military and being an elected official is a pretty good next step. So I think Eddie Gallagher is trying to pick up the pieces of his life. And he's realizing, I think he's just jealous that he's not going to get to do the same path forward that so many other guys got to do because of the mess that he got himself embroiled in.
Yeah. I 1,000% disagree. He is filthy rich because of the things
I think
that he
he's,
did.
I think
like
he's
the
realized.
Books and like all the different endorsements and shit like that.
I think
he's filthy
realized,
rich
like,
because of it.
Doing stuff
out,
like
though.
This. Well, that's why he does stuff like this, Cons, I think. It's because it gets people angry again. And he's got
to
have an enemy and someone to direct his people towards. And like, I feel like that's what gives him
But I'm telling you, I think eventually that runs out. People are going to be like, oh, Eddie Gallagher's talking again about that thing that happened 20 years ago. Nobody cares. Like, eventually, I think it very well, Chaps, might be true that he's made a lot of money off of this, but I think ultimately that will run out. Unless he starts investing like Crenshaw, and then who knows?
True.
There's sane Special Forces guys that I follow, and just I go off what they're saying, which is just like, oh, come on, guys, stop it. So that's the vibe that I'm getting.
Yeah.
So,
like Jack Murphy.
You're like, making us look bad. You're embarrassing me. So,
That's, you know what? He's a friend of the podcast. Follow Jack Murphy. If you want a good barometer of like what's going on in the Special Forces community all times, I think Jack's a pretty good barometer and can sniff out the BS.
No doubt
about
it.
Anyway, it's fun to watch from afar.
Let's move on to some good initiative, bad judgment. And the first one, it's a point that you could probably make if you don't want to be a hitman. Like, and that's the first one up. There was a congressman this week, a Republican lawmaker, who said that service members should have their pay bumped because right now he did the math. And if you work a 40-hour week based on your entry level of education, your entry level of service, it comes out to you're making the equivalent of $15 an hour while you're in the military. And he wants to boost that up to a livable wage, which I think makes perfect sense, right?
And yes, absolutely. And I think they were saying one of the reasons that enlistments are low, like the job market is actually doing pretty well right now. And why the fuck would I join the military for $15 an hour when I can work at McDonald's for a better
pay?
My kid works
Starbucks. Fast food for $17 an hour, right?
Yeah,
now.
And okay. I can work at Starbucks and get like legit good benefit. Like, why am I gonna go to the military? And I think too, like that pay is so low. The news is out there that the food insecurity amongst lower enlisted, they're on food stamps, man.
Yeah, food insecurity, you're getting less pay. The people are killing themselves left and right. Like, there's sexual assault that's constantly in the news. And another one happened this week. Another, essentially, a murder happened at Fort Hood again. Like, there's all kinds of negative news. The way that the political landscape of how people view the military. Is it too woke? Is it all these different things? But pay is a huge part of it, man. Like, if you don't have
money... I think if you pay enough, all that shit goes away. People don't care.
All of it. That's the reason why they throw out enlistment bonus. Because no matter... Right. During the surge, people are looking on the news and being like, you know what? That Fallujah shit, that seems pretty bad. And then the Marines were like, yeah, but we'll give you fucking 18 grand if you sign up. People are like, that Fallujah actually doesn't seem that bad.
Raising the pay could get rid of a lot of the trouble. So. Like, I'd say good theory, initiative, good judgment.
I agree.
Yeah, good initiative, good judgment. And in theory, it should be easy to do. In theory.
Yeah, in theory. All right, number two. So that one's bad initiative, or good initiative, good judgment. Next up from New Delhi, an Indian couple has allegedly died by suicide by using a guillotine-like mechanism to decapitate themselves in a sacrificial ritual, police said on Sunday. A guy was 38 and his wife, 35, both died by decapitation using the homemade blade mechanism in a hut on their farm in the western state of Gujarat. The couple first prepared a fire altar before putting their heads under a guillotine, and then their heads fell into a fire. Good initiative, bad judgment.
I think it's bad initiative, Chaps. I think it's bad initiative and bad judgment.
I would agree.
But ingenuitive to have your heads roll into the fire.
Yeah, I thought that's well planned out. That's like one of those things where, what is it called? The Ruberge machine?
Rube Goldberg.
Yeah,
Rube Goldberg.
Yeah.
Then their heads set off dominoes.
Anyway, bad initiative, bad judgment. That said, you got to give them a little credit for building a working guillotine, though.
Yeah, and if you're going to die, I feel like guillotine's pretty good way. Like,
quick.
You don't feel anything. It's just donezo.
Yeah, you don't see it coming either. It's not like if... All right, I don't want to finish that sentence. That's too dark. Never mind.
I think Kate just went to go puke. That's what my guess is. Did you go throw up? Throwing
no,
up?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay.
All right. Number three. A 50-year-old Spanish extreme athlete emerged on Friday after spending 500 days in a challenge living 70 meters underneath a cave outside of Granada with minimal contact on the outside. She was wearing dark glasses and smiling as she adjusted to the light of spring in southern Spain. She's an elite mountaineer, Beatrice Flamini. Told reporters that she had that time had flown and she didn't want to come out. When they came to get me, I was asleep. I thought something had happened. I said, already? Surely not. I hadn't even finished my book yet. So she spent 2 years, two birthdays underground, essentially. And she didn't know that there was a war in Ukraine. She didn't know that the end of Spain's COVID mask requirement was done or that Queen Elizabeth had died. Good initiative, bad judgment doing that.
Yeah, and I was reading a part where she was talking about at one point during this time, there was an infestation of some certain kind of fly that for like 8 days, she's in this dark cave just covered in flies, and it wasn't sanitary, and she could barely move. Like, and she was like, and you know, you just keep whatever. She had an exercise routine down there. She said she like loved it. Yeah, crazy.
Listen, I think there's a lot of people in this world who would like to just disappear for a little while. So I'll say this was good initiative, bad judgment. I don't know that 500 days was necessary, but just kind of removing yourself and you know, doing the Aaron Rodgers darkness retreat type thing, I think that's not a terrible idea. And also, I think it's good to kind of, and go ahead, call me a hardo, whatever. Sometimes I like to just do things to challenge myself to see if I can do them. Like one time I walked from Hoboken to the George Washington Bridge and back because I had time to do
that. To know.
Yeah. I just want to be able to say, walking. Like, I did it. Yeah, I just felt like walking.
No, I get it. I get stuff like that. Yeah, I get it too.
That being said, one other little tidbit about this lady. I don't think we can count 500 days, folks. She came out 8 times so they could come in and check her sanitary conditions and living conditions.
That doesn't count.
And stayed in a tent outside.
No, so she came out once. She came out one time for 8 days when there was an issue underground, but she didn't have any communication with anyone when she did it.
And I still don't think it counts. If you come out, I think it puts a pause.
Okay. It resets the counter. Sorry.
Yeah, that's some pussy shit. You come out for 8 days. Why even go back in? You're already out.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. The morals to give up.
And the last one. In Eugene, Oregon, after a man threw thousands of dollars in cash out the window of his car on Interstate 5 on Tuesday night, several random bystanders are experiencing a sudden windfall. Why family members of the man said that their bank accounts were totally empty for his stunt. According to the Oregon State Police, troopers responded after hearing a report of money being thrown out of a window. Colin Davis McCarthy, who was the cash Santa, who allegedly told them he was doing well enough and wanted to share the gift of money with others. So instead of giving it to an actual charitable organization, he just tossed that shit straight up out the window and his family onto a highway, and it was $200,000 in cash, and he took it out all of his family members, and now they are broke as a joke. I, honest to God, believe if your family member threw 200 grand of yours out on the street and you're broke, you should be able to fly them to India and use that guillotine. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
All right. I won't dispute you there. I think this is good initiative, bad judgment. Wanting to give to others is excellent, and it's a great feeling, but to do so at the sacrifice of your... the peril, that was the word I was looking for, thanks, of your family members' bank accounts, not so great.
Well, this is crazy. The Oregon State Police spoke with his family, and the family was like, yeah, this is pretty normal behavior for him, except he took all of our money from shared accounts, so we're penniless now. And so it's like, yeah, that's Tom for that you, stinks. But he really did screw us over, didn't he?
If that's normal for you, I don't think you could have him as a joint holder of your bank account.
No.
I
feel like that.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have access to those bank accounts.
Maybe just the checking account so he can do some of his basic checking needs. But the savings account, we got to keep him out of there, folks.
That's not good.
I have a question for Cons. It's a financial question before we get into save rounds and alibis.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts, the quarterback of the Philadelphia
Eagles. Yeah, good for him. Got that bag.
Yep.
He got $189.6 million, something like that, guaranteed. Federal banks only insure up to $200,000, $250,000, depending on which one. Where the fuck do you keep $187 million where it's like insured? Offshore, Switzerland, Bahamas?
I mean, there are ways to do it in that regard, yeah, but there are certain special bank accounts that like banks like JP Morgan have for very high wealth individuals where they will insure it still.
Because this ain't like stocks, you know, like Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, their second richest person in the world. He has like $140 billion, but that shit ain't cash. Like, you know, that's not cash money. That's all in stocks and investments and all that stuff. Jalen Hurts is $179 million. He's going to get, I think it was $125 million by the end of next year. That's cash money that's in his bank account. Where the fuck do you keep it, man?
That he can use right away.
Liquid.
That's just crazy to me to have that much money all at once coming to your bank account.
And haggling. Can you imagine being trusting yourself how much you're worth where you're like, because you know they started it, like had to start like 210 or something like that, where if you get negotiated down, like imagine going in there and be like, I need $200 million for me to do my job. $200 million in 4 years.
My brother-in-law was a sports agent for a while before he started his company that he runs right now. I'd be interested to see how that even works. I have to suspect that they take what the other quarterbacks are getting, like the Mahomeses of the world.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And, you know, they started a reasonable number, but then you come to the table, you're like, 255. Like, that's just, I don't know. Where does it end, right? At what point does
$50 million a year, man? That's so crazy.
It's nuts.
It's just crazy. All right, let's move on.
He didn't win the Super Bowl.
No, but he got him there, and he's real good. Yeah. He's different from anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a quick question before we go to save rounds. Is the Navy SEALs, I consider them special forces.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, Naval Special Warfare is their name.
Yeah.
Okay. I said, because in my tweet, I said, I'm getting wrapped up right now. Someone explain the Eddie Gallagher, Dan Crenshaw special forces beef to me like I'm five. And this guy, Ryan, said, well, neither are special forces, so you should probably figure that part out first. And I was like,
okay,
bitch.
Ryan. Okay,
bitch,
Ryan.
It's the Navy Special Operations Force, so I'm saying special forces.
And you know what, people? It's the same shit with an AR. Like, no, it doesn't mean assault rifle. You know what the fuck people mean. You know what people mean.
Yeah,
like,
Kate,
stop haggling over,
lives.
Like, the little terms. Special
I'm
forces.
I'm going to stuff him in a locker.
Who cares?
That's where he belongs.
Who cares?
Oh, so he just replied. Here we go. So you call dudes in the Air Force Marines? Special forces are an army unit. Everyone else is special forces, or SOF.
Okay, so the special operator. I mean, freaking semantics.
Same thing, man.
We know what we're talking about.
Same thing. All right, let's move on to save rounds and alibis. All right, let's move into some save rounds and alibis. Today, Connor, we will start with you.
All right, everybody. A few quick things. Two quick things, and then I have a question that I think bears mentioning. All right, number one, shout to the dude on Twitter. I'm not even going to say his handle because I don't really remember it. But recently he just keeps tweeting at me that I dress like a mailman. I don't even know what that means, but he's consistent with it. So shout to you, fella. I guess I dress like a mailman. Not really.
My mailman's anyway. Like a middle-aged Hispanic dude with like a ponytail. Like, yeah. Do they have a set look?
I don't know. But apparently I dress like a mailman. If you go back and look at my Twitter, he like tweets gifts at me at like different things, different people as mailmen.
Oh.
The most recent one being the Jerry Seinfeld mailman gif. Anyway.
You know, when I went through my divorce crisis, I applied to be a mail lady.
You'd have been great at that.
Great.
I love walking around. I love it. I would have been an on foot in a city somewhere with my little, you're right.
I
would
be friends with everybody out on the stoop. You guys know Kate would be walking up, boop, 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 doing her little walkover.
I'd have a cigarette in my mouth, dangling out of my mouth. Yeah.
Telling us about all the different routes she's been taking.
I would love it. Maybe in another life.
A podcast about postal service would kill. Like all the different things that you see, like whenever you are a UPS woman.
Yeah. Oh, man. I could have written a novel, and I only did that for a couple months. Also, remember, we had that fan who was a mailman who used to call us all the time from his route.
Kate Mannion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, there was two. We had one, a guy in Ohio and the other me up north. That's right.
Catherine Mannion. Yep.
There is same name as me, and she's a mail lady, and so I guess I am living it.
And also horny. She's a very horny person.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know if either of you are I think Chaps might be. But I don't know if folks are Jason Isbell fans, but I just recently watched the documentary on HBO Max about him. Had no idea about the guy's life really, other than his music. Really fascinating. Gives a lot of introspection or a look inside his music. I recommend that. And then lastly, I've been sitting on this one for a while because I drive whenever, and this comes to mind anytime I drive Alex to her office. Who do you think has more things named after them? Washington or JFK?
Washington.
Yeah, I would say Washington.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Where, what, besides JFK Airport? What is there?
Oh, my God. No, I'm talking like JFK Boulevard. I'm talking about like all, like I'm talking about, I'm not talking about major things. I'm talking about like everything, streets, schools, like how
I'd
many
still
JFK
say
schools?
I'd say Washington in a landslide. Like not
yeah,
in
a landslide.
I mean, nobody gives a fuck about JFK in California. Everybody cares about Washington. I mean, just, I think you are so Northeast bubble that can affect your mind there. Here, dude, nobody gives a fuck about JFK. No one.
In Texas?
So much so that they shot him there.
Where it all went down?
No. I mean, they're probably
that's
glad
how little they care about
lib.
JFK in Texas.
Like, I mean, they probably like that lib JFK deserved one in the back of the dome.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. All right. That's fair. You were both quick to say Washington, so maybe it is Washington.
Yeah, I think it is in a landslide.
Mystery solved.
I bet 90% more, in fact.
Wow.
I mean, I would say exponentially more Washington. I mean, just in schools alone. Like, just in how many high schools, colleges?
All right. Hey, listen. I just needed that answered, and you answered it for me, so thank you very much.
All right,
now
I'm not
going to
keep droning on about it. All right, Cons, I apologize for keep hammering about that. Kate, what about you?
Nothing crazy. I'm pregnant. For saying that, and
yeah, I don't think she said that on this show. Kate's pregnant; she's with child.
Yeah, I'm pregnant.
Now, which one do you prefer? If you're talking, do you pregnant or with child?
I like knocked up.
Oh, knocked up. Okay,
I'm knocked up. It shows that I'm a little fun, I'm a little bit fun. yeah, no, I'm pregnant again. I am very sick. It's not been an easy one. But so I don't want to ramble on, but boy, what I would give to have a great poop.
Yeah.
People don't realize what these hormones do to you, pal.
Tell you what, Alex, I'm not supposed to probably say this, but there was a stretch.
No, I bet you're not.
Yeah. This is almost as bad as when Clem started talking about tweaking his wife's nipples in front of her family so that it would induce labor.
Yeah.
She was mad about that.
Dude, people don't realize all that goes into it. I would
give anything. Kate, your TikTok, is that really a poop belly?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow. Good night. All right. So you guys know I've been watching all these super fat shows. Like, I've been doing TikToks and Instagram about it. I'm enjoying myself. I have said, because these people, I did the math. In order to maintain 600 pounds or more every day, you have to eat anywhere from 14 to 20,000 calories every day just to maintain that weight. Just to maintain.
Like a 500 pound kind of weight?
600. Anything
I
over 600.
I thought you were about to say 1,400. I thought you were going to say 1,400 to 2,000. I was like, oh, that's not that bad. Like 14,000?
Like we.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like 3,000, 4,000. Yeah, 15 to 20,000.
Wow.
How do they make? How do they have that much money to pay for that amount of food?
No, this is why they don't get better. It's because it's not just them. It's like, it's usually a whole crew that's keeping them enmeshed in this lifestyle.
Yeah, lots of enablers. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
big
bad
time
news.
Enablers. But I always think, same thing with Joey Chestnut, after he crushes like 100 hot dogs in 5 minutes or whatever. That poop must be insane. Like Joey Chestnut must go to Home Depot and be like, which one of these toilets swallows the most? Because that's what you need.
Don't they puke it up? Don't they puke it all up afterwards?
Either way, I want to see. I want to see the poop, or I want to see the puke.
No,
right after
I'm curious. They don't puke.
Yeah,
I bet you they don't puke because there's no shot that puking is healthy.
No,
they have to probably just
thick. You choke, right?
Not only that, but like that's equivalent to somebody being bulimic. I think, you know, and they always say that's not healthy for you.
No, but if you only do it once every couple months, I feel like that'd be okay.
Yeah.
I think that once it's down, it's down. Because you can't throw. How are you going to throw up 100 hot dogs? Like, it's got to go somewhere.
It's got, yeah. Oh, that's
anyway.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're pregnant. Congrats. Yeah.
I know. Congrats, I know. Kid. A little buddy for cash, for the cash man. Going to find out this week. What are you, man?
Do
what's
you have
your vibe?
Do you have a preference?
Ma'am, sir.
Guy, girl?
No,
you,
not no? at all. Not at, like, truly not at all. Don't care. Just want the five fingers, five toes, you know. Just want the whole, you know.
Katie girl mom would be fun, though.
It would, because she'd be a bad bitch.
She would.
Not
Kate,
putting up.
Kate doing makeup and Kate doing like hair ties and all that kind of stuff would be awesome.
You think I would be able to do? No, this poor kid's
gonna
be wearing.
But you figure it out. You didn't know how to be a mom for a boy either.
That's true, but I think easier because I have no sense of style. We're just wearing hoodies around all day. I don't know, but
make
no,
him look
be
like Julian and Big Daddy.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out. But we're excited. I'm excited.
That's what
for
you
want to
wear today?
Okay.
All right. Good luck. We're
scuba.
Walking down the street.
That's basically what I do with Cardi. I'm like, whatever, man. Like, just go wear whatever you want to. Anything
well,
else?
Also,
right? Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, really quickly.
Oh, sorry.
Big Daddy is Adam Sandler's best movie, and that's not up for debate. But go ahead.
I agree.
Kate.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I saw he's on tour right now, and I love he's just in Buffalo, and he showed pictures from the audience, and people are wearing full Scuba Steve costumes, and like people are dressing up in the best stuff, and I love that. So that's fun. Yeah,
he just seems like the best human, Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
just so laid back and chill, like always wearing hoodies and shit, like being that rich.
Yeah, awesome. That clip of him showing up to the premiere in a hoodie and Jennifer Aniston
at the Kennedy Center. It's
like
not the Washington Center.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
It's the Kennedy Center honors.
Yep. I don't have anything this week. Sorry, Kate. I was bad on you for doing that for a couple episodes in a row. No, I don't have anything. So we'll sound the retreat.